Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have had a good day.
Yes, and blessed. And I hope your listeners and yourself are blessed as well.
Oh, yes, we are definitely blessed. Thank you so much. We're just listening to some spirited music while we were just waiting for you on the line. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, no, thank you very much.
Now, you know, in the Seventh-day Adventist Church and in the Adventist theology, those who are joining us on the line, justification and salvation are intertwined. Salvation is the process of being, rescued from sin and its consequences. Mm. And it encompasses justification, sanctification, and ultimately glorification, which are going to be our discussion today with Pastor Baxton. So, Pastor, I've mentioned some words that may not be familiar with many people there. Justification, for instance. What is justification? Yep. What is the role of that in our salvation?
Well, justification is so important to our salvation. And I like the, we are justified. And when you think about the word justified, it's just as if I'd never sinned.
Oh, wow.
And so basically, justification is forgiveness from sin, where God regards us in the light of having no sin because our sins have been pardoned and forgiven. Mm. And that reminds me of that was caught in adultery. Mm. The Lord is stoned to death. Mm. And then Jesus said, whoever does not have sin, let him cast the first stone, and no one did. But Jesus had no sin, so he could have cast the first stone. But what did he tell her? He said, neither do I condemn you. And that is justification. He forgives us. And it's in the person of Jesus himself. Romans chapter 4, verse 25 says, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. And there you have it summarized in a nutshell in that one verse.
Mm. Yeah. Now, how much of our justification depends on faith and how much on works?
Justification is by faith alone. So it's 100% on faith. And it depends 0% on works. So our works do not earn us anything with God, with salvation. We are not saved by works at all. And that is Titus 3 verse 5, where it says that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done. See that he has saved us. Mm. And that is... That is so important. Now, just thinking about an analogy of that. Once you break the law, what's the most important rule when you are flying in a plane?
Yeah.
It's not, fasten your seatbelts. It's don't break the law of gravity. Don't jump out of a plane when it's flying.
Yeah.
Because once you jump and you've broken the law, you cannot save yourself by any good works. You can't say, okay, I'm never going to jump again. You're right. Corpses don't jump. You need to be rescued from that situation. And so once you've broken the law, you cannot save yourself by works. You need to be saved by faith. And that's where Jesus jumps out and gives us his parachute and he takes the fall. But we love. And that's how it works. Jesus has paid so that we can have eternal life.
Yeah. Now, what are the results, therefore, Pastor, of repentance and justification?
Well, once Jesus has rescued you and you realize that and the amazing price that he paid, you will want to not do what hurt him the sin. When he spoke to the woman, he said, neither do I condemn you. But then he said, go and sin no more. And that is where sanctification comes in. Once we are justified, we are forgiven, then we want to live a life that is overcoming. Galatians 2 verse 20 says, for I'm crucified with Christ. No, it's no longer I who live, but Jesus lives in me. And the life I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So Jesus then lives in you. And so it's not even you doing the works, but it's Jesus doing the works in you. And that is why it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. John 14, verse 15. And that is the aspect when we overcome and live a life that is pleasing to God because of what Jesus did for us in justification.
Hmm. Now, can a human being ever be sure that they are saved? And once they are saved, it's permanent? Nothing is going to change?
There is a hymn that's called Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. When you have Jesus, you have eternal life. You have salvation. And so when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we give our lives over to him, we can be sure of our eternal salvation. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, but Jesus says, God says, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. So what must we do? We must abide in him. When we do that, it says we may have confidence. So we can have confidence that we are being saved and that we have the assurance of eternal life. So from the moment that we accept Jesus, we stay with him, we abide with him, we are being saved, and we can have that blessed assurance.
Hmm. Beautiful. And how would you want to wrap up our discussion this afternoon?
You know, salvation is all about Jesus. Hmm. Jesus is our justification. Jesus is our sanctification. When you've got Jesus, you have the power. Too many people say, you know, I just want Jesus to forgive me of my sins, but I cannot live the way he wants me to live. I am only human. And the thing about that is that when you are only human, you are not a Christian. Because a Christian is Christ in you. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you is the hope of glory. And so when we've got Jesus in us, John 15, verse 5 says, without me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. But Philippians 4, verse 13 reminds us, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then we can have the blessed assurance and the confidence that we will be in heaven.
Mm, beautiful stuff. My pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. Always a blessing. Now, we're going to be talking to you again tomorrow at the same time and the same place. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yes, God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Have a fantastic afternoon.
Okay, bye.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.